Operating slash service characteristics. Parcel carriers, couriers, and express services are noted for expedited delivery, tracking, and the security of items being delivered. Transportation management systems help streamline workflows and support customer fulfillment. Businesses that contract with the various services can expect to receive shipping stations, scales, scanners, and printers for their place of business. In addition, carriers often have business centers set up at their facilities or in retail locations to provide the same services. Other operating and service characteristics of the parcel, courier, and express services include the following. Capability. The types of shipments carried by the parcel carriers, couriers, and express services are driven by the general public and their purchases. Documents, parcels, and retail purchases make up a majority of freight for these carriers. For shipments to individuals, door-to-door delivery is often made by the parcel carrier in a vehicle suited for local transport. Generally, these services handle conveyable, for example, not palletized, shipments. Examples include electronics and individually packaged kitchen equipment that can be conveyed on a mechanized belt. Cost structure. The amount that parcel, courier, and express services can charge for their services is whatever the market will bear. Variable costs fluctuate naturally with fuel and other maintenance costs, and these are figured into carrier charges. Fixed costs include fleet finance and depreciation or leases, warehouse expenses, and retail store expenses. Due to the complexity of the business, billing and freight audits often require third-party or automated systems. Invoices are usually simple enough that audits may be completed in-house. With added services like supply chain management consulting, the integrators have been profitable. Services range from free consultations for small businesses that want to build a business segment, for example, UPS Seat Onisiti, to supply chain consultancies that provide expertise and management, for example, DHL Consulting Partners, with a variety of companies with their logistics expertise. Most carriers publish transport services and prices on their websites. Interactive tools allow shippers to determine the final cost for their shipment. Capacity. Load volume is controlled by whenever commodities are being shipped. This mode carries up to 68 kilograms, 150 pounds, moving multiple parcels with each vehicle. UPS and FedEx limit parcel sizes to a maximum of 274 centimeters, 108 inches, long and 419 centimeters, 165 inches in girth, with standard parcel weights to a maximum between 32 to 34 kilograms, 70 to 75 pounds. Note that both shippers will accept parcels up to 68 kilograms, 150 pounds, but the rate will be higher and additional processing will be necessary. Exhibit 6-33 illustrates how to measure a package. A high-speed sorting line can process 30,000 or more parcels per hour, as enabled by extensive mechanized and automated sorting equipment, scanners, optical character recognition, and RFID. As a particular note of interest, David reports in International Logistics that UPS has the capacity to sort over 300,000 parcels per hour at its Worldport Distribution Center, its major hub in Kentucky and the U.S., but this is the result of having multiple high-speed sorting lines in the center. Speed. Parcel carriers, couriers, and express services publicize their shipping speeds or the amount of time it will take from package pickup to delivery. Customers pay for overnight or same-day delivery, and the carriers guarantee the speed. The larger carriers have built broad transportation networks to support the delivery promises made on their websites and in company literature. The smaller carriers make similar guarantees as they are operating within a limited network of known routes. The internet has simplified carrier selection for shippers, as most carriers have interactive pages that allow customers to calculate shipping charges and create shipping labels. By using this feature, customers alert carriers to new shipments. Carriers can determine the best route and time for that delivery based on the customer's selections. Accessibility slash flexibility. These services are perhaps the most accessible carriers of all. Many local, regional, and international carriers are available in multiple locations of major metropolitan areas. Storefronts and other businesses with shipping desks facilitate the shipping of small packages. Postal services are also widely available for shippers' convenience, but they are generally intended for use within that postal system's country. For example, USPS has at least one location in nearly every town and city in the U.S., and packages can be sent to any U.S. address, including its overseas territories. The Royal Mail provides postal services to the residents of the UK. However, shippers need to be aware that not all nations have reliable postal services, especially when shipping to developing countries. The internet has made nearly every carrier available around the clock. A customer may book their package online at any time of day or night. Depending on the carrier, customers may either request the carrier to pick up the shipment or bring the shipment to the carrier. Environmental efficiency slash efficacy. Parcel, courier, and express services have partnered with their customers to create more environmentally conscious interactions, which includes efforts like using recyclable packaging wherever possible. Parcel services are actively involved with altering the way their vehicles are powered and using alternative energy. Carriers are investing in electric and hybrid delivery vehicles, as well as the use of biofuels, natural gas, and propane for vehicle fuel. FedEx has a number of programs that support the environment through the use of alternative fuels, carbon emission offsets through renewable energy projects, for example, planting trees or contributing to a local wildlife refuge, and environmental responsibilities woven into daily operations. DHL runs a waste management program, partners with customers and suppliers to support specific environmental objectives, and offers logistics consultants to renewable energy suppliers, for example, wind, solar power, safety. Workplace safety for carriers can be an issue, especially for services with destinations in construction areas or residential areas with high crime rates. Most of the work is done outdoors, so parcel workers are subject to a variety of weather conditions. In addition to environmental safety concerns, improperly labeled hazardous chemicals or biological samples are potential dangers to parcel workers and others. By setting, enforcing, and providing training on safety procedures, organizational policies, and other preventive measures, carriers can avoid most safety problems.